The Twisted Root by Anne Perry. Read by Terence Hardiman. Chapter 1. The young man stood in the doorway, his face pale, his fingers clenched on his hat, twisting it round and round. "Mr. William Monk, agent of inquiry?" he asked. "Yes," Monk acknowledged, rising to his feet. "Come in, sir." "Lucius Starbridge." The visitor held out his hand, coming further into the room. He did not even glance at the two comfortable armchairs, nor the bowl of flowers pleasantly scenting the air. These had been Hester's idea. Monk had been perfectly happy with the sparse and serviceable appearance the rooms had presented before. "How can I help you, Mr. Starbridge?" Monk asked, indicating one of the chairs. Lucius Starbridge sat on the edge of it, looking uncomfortably as if he did so more because he had been instructed to than from any desire. He stared at Monk intently, his eyes filled with misery. "I am betrothed, Mr. Monk," he began. "My future wife is the most charming, generous, and noble-minded person you could wish to meet." He glanced down, then up at Monk again quickly. The ghost of a smile crossed his face. "I am aware that my opinion is prejudiced, and I must sound naive, but you will find that others also regard her most highly, and my parents have a sincere affection for her." "I don't doubt you, Mr. Starbridge," Monk assured him, but he was uncomfortable with what he believed this young man would ask of him. Even when he most urgently needed work, he only reluctantly accepted matrimonial cases. But having just returned from an extravagant 3-week honeymoon in the Highlands of Scotland, this was rapidly becoming one of those needy times. He had an agreement.